In the studio with me now, Park City resident and author Donna Mackler. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Leslie.
So you have recently put out a book, Porcelain on Still, taking a look at the women of West Point, of which you're a graduate, right?
Yes, I am, Leslie, a 1987 graduate and served in the Army for 4.5 years.
Okay. So why did you want to write the book?
I wanted to write the book to provide examples of leadership, decision-making, personal responsibility, and public service of strong women, and to provide role models. I think a lot of times as Americans, we're actually bombarded with women selling everything from beer to cars, and we don't have good examples of strong women role models.
So how did you pick the women that you decided to focus on? Are they your friends, your colleagues, or?
Well, at the time I started, there were 2,500 women who had graduated West Point, and I was looking for a breadth of experiences and stories, both through their education and experience at West Point and in the Army. So I reached out with a query. There were certain women I sought out, knowing their stories, and other women who came to me through the process. So there's a woman from the first class of 1980 that graduated, and her daughter who graduated in 2007. There are combat vets, there are athletes, there are cancer survivors and clergy, there are businesswomen and nonprofit leaders.
Yeah, and you also have one of the women is gay and actually had to terminate her term with the Air Force then.
With the Army. Yes. Mm-hmm. There are actually two women who are profiled in the book who are lesbians. One, Bridget Altenberg, who made the decision after serving as an engineer officer to resign from the military before being outed. And Major Lissa Young, who was a Chinook pilot qualified on 3 different Army aircraft, commander of a high-altitude rescue unit, selected for a promotion to lieutenant colonel and permanent professor at West Point in the Department of Behavioral Sciences and Leadership, that was forced to resign under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
Yeah. I mean, a loss to the Army, I would think.
A significant loss to the Army. To date, nearly 13,000 service members in all our services have been forced out of the military under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. What we don't know are the numbers who have left the service before having to fight the policy.
Yeah. So the book took you how long to write?
The book from concept to publication was 6 years.
Yeah. So you got a lot of time invested in it.
I do. There was a pretty significant research phase and then a writing phase and then finding a publisher. And that was about a 2-year process itself.
That was the hard part.
All of it was challenging, but very rewarding. I mean, publishing is definitely a journey, not a destination.
Yeah. So how's it doing, the book?
The book has been well received so far. Some positive reviews out there. The good thing is it's provoking conversation and I think dispelling myths about women who serve in the military. The women who go to West Point and the women who serve in the military do so for the same reasons as men do, to have leadership opportunities, to get a phenomenal education, and to be part of something greater than themselves. These women are ordinary women doing extraordinary things. They're really real women, real life, and real leaders.
Yeah. And what's the reaction been by those that you chose to highlight in this book? I mean, it's one thing to talk to you. It's another thing when you see it in print.
Obviously, all of the 14 women who are portrayed in this all were very involved in the process. It was a long-term, multiple interviews, multiple reviews. They each wanted to share their stories in hopes of inspiring others to consider the military as a profession or as a starting point, or to share some lessons of perseverance and integrity and courage and strength.
All right. Do you have any book signings coming up?
Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at St. Mary's, the women's group is hosting a discussion and Q&A about the book and book signing. So,
and everyone's invited?
And everybody's invited. That's at St. Mary's on Route 224. And the book is available at Dolly's. Dolly's has been a great supporter, as well as online through my website at porcelainonsteel.com or several of the online retailers. But buy local, go to Dolly's.
What's next for you?
Next for me is working on some speaking engagements and also developing the concept for my next book, which is probably going to be something of women having an impact globally in their own nations and developing nations.
All right. Well, good luck with the book and with that next project, Anna.
Thank you, Leslie.